And now the game where we ask people who've done a lot to do one more thing. Actor Terry O'Quinn made his film debut years ago in the movie Heaven's Gate, one of the most notorious box office disasters of all time. Nowhere to go but up, he went on to star as the mysterious John Locke on the equally mysterious TV show Lost. He's working on two new TV shows now, and we are delighted to have him with us here. Terry O'Quinn, welcome to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Thank you. Thank you.
So, let's go. So is it true that you made your film debut in Heaven's Gate?
That is true. Yeah, that was the first film that I was ever in. Yeah.
And this movie, and people may not remember this, but Michael Cimino made The Deer Hunter, huge hit, and then this was his follow-up, and it became, it's now when people say, like, oh, that was a disaster. If, like, you have a basketball game and it goes terribly, people say, oh, it was the Heaven's Gate of basketball
games. It was infamous, that's yeah. right, yeah.
And what was it like to be a part of that?
I'll tell you what, it was fun. It was, I got there, I played a cavalry officer. They gave me a uniform and they said, this is your horse, this is your group, now we want you guys to go over to the next valley and practice riding in formation. So I said, that's fine. We rode over to the next valley and everybody got high and rode around in circles. And it was a good time was had by all.
I'm glad to hear it. So I want you to tell me this, but I would say that you first became well known for the Stepfather movies.
I suppose so, yeah. For the Stepfather movie. The second one was one of those, well, I'm not doing anything, and yeah.
Well, now, the Stepfather was a movie, it was a sort of horror thriller from the 80s in which you played this guy who goes around marrying into lovely families and then murdering them.
They made three, I think they made one not too long ago. I didn't see it.
And well, it's a beloved theme.
Yeah. yeah. And this yes. is true. So in the
well,
end.
Father's Day coming up at yeah. all.
yeah. I think they've worn it out, right? There were some fans, I don't mean to disrespect them. And I understand I was quite good in it, so. I'm okay with that.
Now, you said about a sequel. If I remember correctly, this was one of the things where at the end of the first film, The Stepfather, your character is killed in a just way.
Stabbed deeply in the chest with a butcher knife, like right through the middle. So
yeah.
I was surprised to hear there was another one coming.
Yeah.
But it's not the same character.
Well, no, it is, though.
It is the same character.
He comes back to life.
So they call you up, they say, Terry, the movie did great. We're going to make a sequel, Stepfather 2. Yeah. And you said, but I'm dead. And they said,
you were just hurt badly. You're better now.
So you've done so many roles. You did, oh God, there's hardly think of a great TV series, for example, that you're not a part of. You were in The West Wing.
Yes.
And is there, I'm going to say that you're probably most well known these days for your run on Lost. Do you think that's right?
That's probably true, yeah.
Yeah. And you played John Locke, the somewhat mysterious person. Well, everybody is mysterious. So, all right. So J.J. Abrams, who created Lost, he calls you up, and how does he describe it to you, what this show is going to be?
He said, I've got a good part for you. It's these people crash on an island, and there's a part for you in it, and there's not much to begin with, but it's going to get better.
Right.
Which is basically what everybody tells you.
Every right.
Time, yeah. Yeah.
It's sort of Trump's thing, isn't it?
Yeah. I think he said that. Yeah, he said that to Chris Christie, right?
Is that what they said in The Stepfather? Well, you get killed, but it's going to get better.
Yeah, yeah.
Lost, for the few people who didn't see it, these group of people have an airplane crash on this island, and mysterious things start happening. Your character, for example, and I don't know if this is a spoiler, couldn't walk.
We should be safe by now.
I guess so. It's 10 years. Get over it, people.
Yeah.
Here is my question. When they started Lost, did they have any idea what the hell was going to happen?
You
or
know,
did they make it up as they went along?
I don't know. These are always tough questions for me. They didn't tell me that in the first episode or two, I was running around helping.
Yeah.
And in the third episode, they said, oh, you were in a wheelchair, by the way. We're gonna shoot that. We'll shoot that in this one. And so... So I think they were sort of flying by the seat of their pants.
Really?
Only to some extent.
Did you ever say, what the hell, guys? I'm dead, but I'm not dead. I'm the smoke monster in my body. What is going on?
No.
Nope.
No. That's you got my address, right?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. You know you're doing direct deposit. That's all I care about. Yeah. Is that working? Yeah. How many people come up to you and they say, oh my God, Terry O'Quinn, what a pleasure, such a great actor. Let me complain to you about the ending of Lost.
A lot of people do that.
Really?
Yeah. Except for the Terry O'Quinn part. They're still, you're that guy, John Locke. Yeah.
Yeah.
What did that mean? Where did they go? What was the end? And I said, I really didn't ask anybody anything.
Really?
No. And I didn't demand an explanation. I just assumed we were going to heaven. So
nice.
Yeah.
Because that apparently was the idea that you had all died somehow and this was in purgatory.
See,
or something.
I was afraid that the conversation was going
to
go this way.
Yeah, this is like, this is why you don't go to dinner parties anymore. Because you're like, oh, God.
Yeah, no, the small things. A short example is I'm in Starbucks getting a cup of coffee and I hear this voice coming from behind me and this voice says, I just want you to know I don't blame you for killing Boone. And I turned around and there was a guy and he was like that big and he was, and I said, well, I did, okay, I didn't really, you watched it, right? I didn't kill him. I told him to come down. You want to kind of get your coffee?
Well, Terry O'Quinn, we have asked you here to play a game we're calling
Give Me a Head with Hair, Long Beautiful Hair.
Of course. Since you somewhat famously don't have any hair, we thought we would ask you three questions about the classic musical Hair, the American tribal love rock musical. Answer two of these questions correctly, you win our prize for one of our listeners, Carl Castle's voice on their voicemail. Bill, who is actor Terry O'Quinn playing for?
Sam Taylor of San Francisco, California.
Okay, Sam, let's go.
All right, Terry, here is your first question. Hair, the musical, began as an experimental theater project performed by its two writers, James Rado and Jerome Ragney, but it changed a lot before it became a big Broadway hit. What changed from its earliest version? A, instead of being a show about hippies living in New York, it was about a group of sassy hairdressers. B, the lead character, Claude, was originally a space alien who wanted to be a movie director. Or C, it was originally set at the time of the American Revolution, and the lead character was Alexander Hamilton, who of course had long hair.
No, I did hear the album.
Yeah.
I know there was a song like Claude Bukowski or something.
Yeah,
like
Claude,
that,
so Claude is the lead character. Yeah. Claude remained the lead character.
Yeah. He thinks he's Fellini and Antonioni.
That's the guy.
Yeah, yeah, I think that's the one.
So Claude. You think that Claude
number the two.
You're right.
Two.
As a matter of fact, I forgot the reference in the song.
Yeah.
But in the original version, Claude was a space alien who wanted to be a movie director.
Really?
For Broadway, they made him human. Also changed for Broadway, they added an infamous scene with full male nudity right before intermission. It garnered some interesting reactions from notable people, including which of these? A, comedian Jack Benny, who at intermission asked, did you happen to notice if any of them were Jewish? B, President Richard Nixon, who saw the show and said, it made me wish their hair was a lot longer. Or C, Liza Minnelli, who said, I walked out when they put their clothes back on.
Wow, those are all good.
They are.
They are really great. I want them all to be true.
I do too. Maybe they are. I'm going to say it was Nixon.
It was not Nixon. It was Jack Benny. Yeah.
Jack Benny.
Jack Benny saw it, and that's what he said. Did you happen to notice if any of them were Jewish?
What a good line.
That's a good line.
Yeah.
All right, you have one more chance. This is very exciting. Hair was, of course, a huge hit. It's been revived many times, but it was apparently the last hit for creator Galt McDermott. His failed follow-up project was which of these? A, Balding, a show about the same characters 20 years later. B, Via Galactica, a science fiction-themed musical about an extraterrestrial garbage man. Or C, Fiddler on the Roof 2, Tevye's Revenge.
I'll say it's Via Galactica.
And you're right. It was a musical called Via Galactica. It was so incomprehensible, they gave audience members a complete synopsis, and it still closed after 7 performances. One could say it was the Heaven's Gate of Broadway musicals.
Yeah.
I told you. Bill, how did Terry O'Quinn do in our quiz?
Terry, you came back to life to win.
All right.
Wonderful. There you go, Sam.
Congratulations, you did really well. Terry O'Quinn is an acclaimed actor. You know him from Lost. One of his next projects is the series Patriots on Amazon. Thank you so much, Terry. Okay. What a pleasure to have you. Thank you for being here. Terry O'Quinn, ladies and gentlemen.
Long, beautiful hair, shining, gleaming, steaming, flaxen, waxen. Give me that.